This article proposes a reflection on the role of the Hollywood industry as an instrument of coloniality in Latin America during the Good Neighbor Policy, from the participation of Carmen Miranda in Hollywood films. For this, I use as theoretical contribution the concepts of coloniality of power, knowledge and being, and geopolitics of knowledge, present in the thinking of Cujano, 2005, 2009, Magnolo, 2003, and Maldonado Torres, 2009, as well as the contribution of post-colonial intellectuals such as Bhatta, 2005, and Said, 1995. At first, I approach the historical context that helped to leverage the success of Carmen in the United States and the stereotypical condition that the singer and actress became a hostage during his stay in America. I then discuss the positions taken by the aforementioned thinkers and consider the role of the Hollywood industry as an instrument for affirming the colonial difference. Finally, I point out the need for public policies to confront this coloniality of the modern/colonial imaginary, taking into account not only the economic field but, above all, the citizen and symbolic dimensions.